إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وقال تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. And may the choicest of his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread on his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. O you who believe, fear Allah and be conscious of Him, and do not die except that you die as Muslims. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the world that we live in today is heading towards its destruction in an extremely fast pace. All that is taking place around us, such as the numerous natural disasters, wars, crime, corruption, massacres, genocides, etc., all signify and denote one thing, that this world is in its latter stages and that doomsday is just around the corner. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. That indeed the hour is on its way. The last hour is on its way, there is no doubt in it. Then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect those who are in their grave. In another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That indeed the hour is on its way. There is no doubt in it. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But sadly, most of mankind do not believe in it. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we as believers who believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have brought in Iman, it is incumbent upon us to believe in the day of Qiyamah, which is one of the six articles of faith, as was explained to us in the beautiful hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, which is recorded by Imam Muslim rahimahullah on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, where Jibreel alayhi salam goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks him, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil iman. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about iman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Al-Imanu an tu'mina billah. That iman is to believe in Allah, the All-Powerful, the Almighty. Allah to whom the dominion of the heavens and the earth belong to. Wa malaikatihi, and to believe in his angels, from Archangel Jibril alayhi salam, who was given the responsibility of delivering the wahi. Mikail alayhi salam, who is given the responsibility of the rains and the provisions. Israfil alayhi salam, who is having the trumpet on his lips waiting to blow it, to commence the day of Qiyamah. Malik alayhi salam, who is in charge of Jahannam. Ridwan alayhi salam, who is in charge of Jannah. Malakul Maut, who is in charge of extracting the souls. It is upon us to believe in all of these angels, plus each and every angel that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create until the day of Qiyamah. And then wa rusulihi wa kutubihi, and to believe in the divine revelations that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to this earth. Wa rusulihi, and to believe in his messengers, from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal yawmil akhir, and to believe in the last day, to believe in the day of judgment. Wa bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi, and to believe in the preordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that good and evil is from it. The hadith goes on where Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam now asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa akhbirni ani sa'a. Tell me about the last hour, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, mal mas'ulu anha bi'a'lama min as-sa'il. That the one who is being questioned knows no better than the questioner. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying that the best of the malaika, Jibreel alayhi salam, and the best of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are on the same level in regard to the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. No one has any knowledge in regard to when the day of Qiyamah will occur. All of those rumors, all of those claims that are rotating around saying that the world will end on this day and on that day are all shots in the dark and all against the Quran and the Sunnah. And the next part, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is the part why I brought this hadith. Jibreel alayhi salam now asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Muhammad, akhbirni ani sa'ah. Tell me about the last hour, and afterwards he says, akhbirni an amaratiha. Tell me about the signs of the day of Qiyamah. Now this, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this was something that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke out of his own pocket. وَمَا يَنْفِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Rasulullah never spoke out of his own desires. Whatever he spoke was divine inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions two important signs, whilst the mention of the other signs are in numerous other hadith. But before we go into those signs, let's deal with these two signs which is in this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs Jibreel alayhi salam, أَن تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. The first sign is that a slave girl will give birth to her master. Now there are many commentaries in regard to this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But according to my humble opinion, the best explanation that suits our times is the explanation of Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah. He explains that in the latter stages, tables will be turned. Everything will start taking place upside down. Children will start treating their mothers, their parents, like slaves. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from becoming an evil sign of Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all treat our parents with the best of treatments, whether they be alive or dead. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to the next sign. أَنْتَرَ الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَةَ رِئَاءَ الشَّاهِ يَتَطَوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that poor, barefooted, half-naked shepherds will start competing one another in building super tall skyscrapers. Look at what was Dubai 30-40 years before, and look at what it is now. One prince builds one skyscraper, and another one builds another one taller than that in competition. Look at where all the tallest buildings of the world are. Mostly in the Arabian Peninsula. Burj al-Khalifa, Burj al-Arab, Abraj al-Bayt just opposite the Kaaba. And now the hype is all about the next building, which is going to be the world's tallest building, Burj al-Mamlaka, which is being built in Jeddah. It is also known as the 1 mile building, as it is literally going to be 1 mile tall. Who were these princes before the boom of black gold? Who were these princes before the boom of oil, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? They were Arab Bedouins living in the desert. But now, it is as if each one of them is competing to try and act upon the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become a sign of Qiyamah. May Almighty Allah save us all. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in regard to the Ashratu Sa'ah, in regard to the signs of the Day of Judgment, they are divided into two main categories. Ashratu Sa'ati Sughra, the minor signs of the Day of Judgment, wa Ashratu Sa'ati Al-Kubra, the major signs of the Day of Judgment. As for the major signs of the Day of Judgment, they are 10 in number according to most of the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also points out, even if one of these signs were to occur, even if one of these major signs were to occur, the remaining would begin occurring consecutively one after the other, just like dominoes falling one after the other. So before these major signs, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, there are many, many ashratu sa'ati sughra, many minor signs of the Day of Judgment, collected from different narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The noble scholars of Islam have gone on to list these minor signs of the Day of Judgment, and some have numbered them up to even 100. So before I mention some of the minor signs of Qiyamah, there is a frightening reality that you and I need to internalize, that most of these minor signs have already occurred, most of them, such as the bi'athatun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the appointment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, bu'istu ana wa sa'ati ka hatain wa ashara bayna usbu'ayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I and the hour have been sent like this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed with his two fingers to show the proximity of the doomsday. Another sign which has already occurred, which has already taken place, is the splitting of the moon. This great phenomenon took place when the kuffar of Makkah went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, اِعْتِنَا آيَةً تَدُلُّ عَلَى صِدِقِ حَدِيثِكِ. Show us a miracle or a sign. Give us a sign that can prove your message. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then split the moon into two. Rasulullah split the moon into two for them, so much to the extent that two halves were above two mountains. But even after witnessing such a great sign, such a great miracle, they said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fooled us with his magic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. Allah mentions that indeed the ayah has drawn near and the moon has been cleft asunder. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَةً. And even if they see all of these signs, يُعْرِضُوا, they turn away. وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. And they say it's just a passing magic. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us oblivious to His signs which are around us. Another sign that was predicted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a fire would break out from the lands of Hijaz. And due to the brightness and the severity of this fire, the necks of the camels in Busra, in Syria, would glow red. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, a famous historian of Islam, and a famous student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, mentions very accurately that this incident took place precisely in the year 654 Hijri. A great light issued from Madinatul Munawwara, the blessed city of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then a massive earthquake shook the earth, trees and buildings. And then a great fire broke out. And this fire was in reality thick lava that began to travel for miles long. So much to the extent that the people of Sham said, Wallahi, Wallahi, laqad ra'ayna a'naq al-ibli qad adha'at bi tilka an-nar allati kharajat min ard al-Hijaz. They said, by Allah, we saw the necks of the camels glowing red due to the brightness and the severity of the fire that emerged from the lands of Arabia. So this incident also has taken place, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, just as how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had predicted. Due to concern of time, let me mention a few other minor signs briefly, and then we move on to the major signs of the Day of Judgment. So, from the minor signs of the Day of Judgment, are that the consumption of wine and intoxicants will become widespread and common. Men will begin to wear silk, knowing that it is haram upon them. And just for your information, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, 90% of the world's neckties, you know neckties, 90% of the world's neckties are made of silk. 90% of it. The next sign will be that female singers and musical instruments will become popular and common. People will start following it. People will start adoring them. Adultery, fornication, zina will begin to take place outside in the open. Another hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ points out that the minute this happens, diseases unheard of will begin to afflict mankind. Children born out of zina, children born out of fornication, bastards will increase in number. Women will outnumber the men in large numbers. Murders over murders over murders will begin to take place. So much to the extent that the one who was murdered will not know why he was murdered. And the murderer will not know why he killed him. The enemies of Islam will gather from the east and the west with plans to eliminate the Muslim Ummah, just as how they would gather to partake a meal. And at that time the Muslim Ummah will be in the millions, just like the froth of the sea. Another sign will be paying of zakah will become a burden upon the Muslim Ummah. Miserliness and stinginess will become common amongst the people. Sudden deaths will begin to occur amongst the people. Seasons will change. It will be hot in winter and cold in summer. A man will begin to obey his wife and disobey his mother. A man will accept his friends and shun his own father. Voices during conversation in the masajid will begin to raise. Voices will be raised in the masajid. Stones, meteorites will fall from the heavens. The leaders of the people will be the worst of them. The people who lead this nation will be the worst of them. People will begin to indulge in homosexuality openly and confidently. And for your information once again, out of the 190 odd countries in the world, already 14 to 15 of them have passed bills and laws permitting same-sex marriages within their borders. May Almighty Allah save this ummah from such shameful acts. The next signs are that riba, usury, will become so common that everyone will have to be linked to it in some way or the other. Time will begin to pass rapidly, so fast that years will pass like months and months will pass like days. Earthquakes will begin to take place all over the world. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, for the year 2013 alone, a total of 900 quakes have rocked this planet, ranging from magnitudes within 7.0, 8.0, 9.0, 9.5, 9.9. All of which signifies that this planet is in its latter stages. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, other signs are, you know the list is endless. Other signs are that women will be clothed but naked. In other words, they will be wearing tight, transparent clothing that will reveal that which they should be covering. Another sign, a minor sign, but it hasn't taken place yet, the river Euphrates. The river Euphrates will begin to recede, exposing a great treasure underneath it. Archaeologists are now confirming that in reality this great river has begun to recede, and ruins of old civilizations, temples are coming out to light. And they have high hopes that a great treasure will be found. Nevertheless, the warning of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us was that if this treasure comes out, if this treasure becomes exposed, we are not even supposed to touch a dime of it. Other signs are that kibr, that pride, arrogance, haughtiness will prevail on the face of this earth. Family ties, family bonds will be severed. Years and years of deceit and cheating will begin. سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتْ خَدَّعَاتْ. Years and years of deceit and cheating will begin. يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبْ. The liar will be affirmed. وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقْ. And the one who is truthful will be rejected and will be belied. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ. The one who is a cheater, a deceiver, will be trusted. وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. And as for the one who is trustworthy, he will be deceived and cheated. وَيَنْتِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِضَانُ. And the ruwaybida will begin to speak. قِيلَ وَمَا الرُّوَيْبِضَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked as to who is this ruwaybida. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarifies, الرَّجُلُ التَّافِهُ فِي أَمْرِ الْعَامَّةِ. It'll be people with no knowledge of the Quran nor the Sunnah whatsoever. They will begin to speak in the general matters of people. In regard to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will speak as they wish and desire. Their only sources of knowledge will be Google and Wikipedia. And also from the signs of Qiyamah, wild animals will begin speaking to people. This even took place in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another prophecy was that people will begin talking to non-living things such as their whips and their shoes. Most of these minor signs, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, have already taken place, highlighting the very fact that the doomsday is upon us. It is very close to us. Now we quickly move on to the major signs, and from the major signs are that three major mega earthquakes will rock the planet. One in the east, one in the west, and one in the lands of Arabia. The next major sign will be a great smoke filling the whole earth and covering the skies, resulting in the disbelievers falling unconscious and the believers developing a cold. And the next will be the coming of Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. And afterwards will be the coming out of Dajjal. May Almighty Allah save us all from his trials. He will cause extreme corruption and mischief on this earth for a period of time. And then the next sign will be the descension of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he will be the only one who will be able to annihilate Dajjal, and he will kill him at Babul Lud in the lands of Palestine. And then the next sign will be the emergence of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and his followers to flee to the mountains, as they will not have the power to resist these monsters. And afterwards, the next major sign will be the rising of the sun from the west. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the minute this sign occurs, it would result in the door of Tawbah being slammed shut. There will be no chance after this to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No more istighfar, no more Tawbah. There is no way to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No way to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Almighty Allah make us all repent to Him before this dreadful hour overtakes us. And the next sign will be Khurujud Dabba. A great beast will emerge. This beast, this animal will emerge in Makkah, and it will begin talking and conversing to the people. As Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. When our decree, when our word befalls them, we shall bring out a beast, an animal, that will start conversing with the people like human beings do. And it will say and warn them, أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُقِنُونَ. That mankind was not certain in the signs of Allah. Mankind was not sure in the signs of Allah. He did not believe in the signs of Allah. And then a breeze softer than silk will blow from the south, carrying, it will carry a blessing in a way. It will come from the south and it will start causing souls in the armpits of the believers. And due to that, each and every believer, even a person who has a mustard seed of iman in his heart, this breeze will cause him to die. And then not even one believer will remain on the face of this earth. Corruption and mischief will reign and rule. The Kaaba will be destroyed. The Quran will be lifted to the heavens. And finally a great fire will gather all of the remaining mankind to Sham, to Syria. And then, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the trumpet will be blown to commence the doomsday. The trumpet will be blown, its first blowing, to commence the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, this will be the first blow. This will be the first blow of terror. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in numerous places in the Quran, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Allah says in another place, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدًا وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة أما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. O mankind, fear your Lord, for indeed the quake of the final hour is a terrible thing. Nursing mothers will forget their nursing children. Every pregnant woman will abort her pregnancy. Mankind will be in a drunken state, but in reality they will not be drunk. Shaitan and his followers will begin to run and hide. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُتِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. Mankind will start running all over the place. Mankind will start screaming, where is the place of refuge? Where can I escape? يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر؟ كلا لا وزر. There will be no refuge on that day. There will be no escaping on that day. Mankind will look above to the heavens, to the skies, and the skies will break open asunder. The sun will lose its light and fall down. The stars will lose its light and start crashing down. The earth will start to quake and crack. Bodies will be thrown out of the grave. The oceans will be on fire that day. The oceans will be like lava that day. The oceans will explode and burst from its places and locations until everything in this universe will be destroyed. And then only a deathly silence will remain. Only a deathly silence. Everything will be in darkness. And only a deathly silence will prevail. And then according to the hadith, Malakul Maut will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Malakul Maut will say, Ya Rab, قد مات أهل السماوات وأهل الأرض. Malakul Maut will go to Allah and say, Ya Allah, all of those who are in the heavens and the earth have perished, illa man shi'a. Except those you have desired that they remain alive. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Malakul Maut, who remains? Malakul Maut will reply, Jibreel remains, Mika'il remains, Israfil remains, the Hamlatul Arsh, the angels who are carrying your throne remain, Ya Allah. And then Allah will command, let death come to Jibreel, let death come to Mika'il, let death come to Israfil, let death come to the Hamlatul Arsh, the angels who are carrying my throne, and all of them will perish and die. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Malakul Maut, now who remains? Malakul Maut will reply, only you and me remain, Ya Allah. Only you and me remain. And then Allah will say, O Malakul Maut, I created you for a purpose. And you have fulfilled your purpose, so now you too die. And then Malakul Maut also will die. And then Allah the Almighty will roll the seven heavens in His hands.
Allah will roll the seven earths in His hands, and Allah will raise His voice and say, Limanil mulkul yawm, limanil mulkul yawm, limanil mulkul yawm. I am the Almighty Allah, I am the Almighty Allah, I am the Almighty Allah. Where are your kings? Where are your dictators? Where are your oppressors? Where are your rulers? But there will be no one to reply. There will be no one to reply on that day. And Allah Himself will reply, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. That power is all for Almighty Allah. The kingdom is for Allah. The rule is for Allah. The dominion is for Allah. The kingdoms are for Allah. The heavens and the earth are for Allah. The one and only. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, after a period of time, Allah will resurrect mankind, and then the questioning, the hisab will begin. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins and make us turn to Him in complete repentance before this dreadful hour overtakes us. Ya Allah, You are the only one for us. We have only You and we depend only on You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging You, Ya Allah, forgive all of our sins and accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, You are the most powerful. Ya Allah, be pleased with us and never let us go astray. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah is dying everywhere, Ya Allah. The Muslim Ummah is being humiliated in all four corners of the world, Ya Allah. We are the Ummah of Your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let those who plot against us, let their plots be a means of their own destruction, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, let their evil plans foil and fall back upon them. Ya Allah, give the Muslim Ummah strength and power to overcome the oppressors and the nations who are against us. And Ya Allah, give us all a death that You will be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Wa akhir da'wai an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.